Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The judge in Hunter Biden gun case has now ordered the search warrants be unsealed. Now, I'm going to tell you about that story coming up in a moment. This also deals with another bigger issue coming out of China that I want to deal with first. And you may have seen the news media reaction to the migrant crime wave that is sweeping sanctuary cities, including the brutal beatdown of a police officer caught on tape in New York at the hands of illegal immigrants that were clearly trying to kill him. I'm going to have the details on that story coming up in a moment as well. But before we get to that, I want to first start with $3 million. This is what this story involves in the Biden crime family. And a Biden business associate says that the Chinese Communist Party Link Company met Joe Biden and paid $3 million after he left the vice presidency. This new shocking news not being covered by anyone. And let me give you the deep details on this, the deep dive. CEFC, China Energy Company. That is that Chinese energy company we've talked about quite a few times now on this show that has direct links to the Chinese Communist Party. We now know for a fact that the CEFC, China Energy Company, met directly with then Vice President Joe Biden and paid the Biden family business $3 million in 2017. How do we know this? Because on Friday, Biden associate Rob Walker, under oath, told the House Oversight Committee that this happened. The timing of the payments raises major questions about whether or not the payments were delayed on purpose to obscure Joe Biden as, quote unquote, the brand, right, the business, because the business sold was going to receive millions of dollars. In fact, the Bidens earned tens of millions of dollars from foreign business deals for which Hunter offered no real work. That according to the investigation from Peter Schweitzer. That's not all. Walker, who described himself as acting as a surrogate for Hunter around the country and abroad pursuing opportunities, said that this Chinese Communist Party business, CEFC, then paid the Biden family business $3 million only after Joe Biden left the vice presidency in 2017. Why? Delaying payment for more than a year until Joe Biden became a private citizen. In addition, Rob Walker told the committee the now missing chairman of CEFC, Yee, met with Joe Biden in 2017. The meeting occurred at the Washington, D.C. Four Seasons Hotel and included about 10 others. That, according to an FBI interview recently released by the House Ways and Means Committee, backing up everything that I just told you. Now, Walker said that the Biden family business received the $3 million wire transfer and subsequent payments from CEFC between 2017 and 2019. The House Oversight Committee revealed in March from suspicious activity reports from banks known as SARs, as well as subpoenaed records from Bank of America confirming this. Quote, the Chinese company paid Hunter Biden and his associates $3 million shortly after Joe Biden left office as a quote unquote thank you for the work they did while Joe Biden was in office, the Oversight Committee stated on Friday. Members of the Biden family received payments from the Chinese deal, even though they did not work on the Chinese deal at all. This is the type of swampy influence peddling the American people want us to end. The statement reads. Now, Walker, who worked for the Biden crime family, claimed during his Friday deposition that Joe Biden, quote, was never involved in any of the business activities. However, as it was pointed out, of course, Joe Biden wasn't involved in the businesses. He was the reason the business existed, because it was all about influence peddling. He was the product being sold. He was the brand. And he frequently made himself and Air Force Two available for marketing purposes while VP. That's what Miranda Devine wrote on Twitter in response to this new testimony. Now, the $3 million from CEFC through Walker is linked to the $40,000 that Joe Biden received in 2017 from the bank account of his brother James Biden and sister-in-law Sarah Biden in the form of personal check labeled as a loan repayment. Now, that $40,000 money trail began on July 30th of 2017 when Hunter Biden demanded that $10 million payment in that now famous text message. That $10 million payment from the CEFC associate, Zhao, with his dad sitting next to him, Hunter Biden said in that WhatsApp message. The $40,000 check, we also now know, is not the first, but in fact the second instance that Joe Biden personally accepted a suspicious personal check from his brother, James Biden. That according to the Oversight Committee. The discovery of the checks justified concerns that the Biden business compromised Joe Biden, the now president of the United States of America. And it lends further credence to the impeachment inquiry into the president happening right now in the House. We also now know that House investigators launched a probe into the Biden family back in 2022. They revealed that Joe Biden received money from James Biden directly and from Hunter Biden directly, as well as other financial benefits. They also show that 9 additional Biden family members, and we've talked about this extensively on the show, received payments from the family's foreign business ventures, including 2 of Joe Biden's grandchildren. What do you call that in real life? Money laundering. As you may remember, Joe Biden denied any involvement and Biden family business ventures at least 9 different times. And when he said that to you, he was lying to you. Every time he said he wasn't involved, he was in fact involved. He was heavily involved. Let me remind you of what Joe Biden sounded like back in Des Moines in 2019 when he was running for president and asked about his family's involvement and his involvement in the business.
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
Do you stand by your statement that you did not discuss any of your son's overseas business
dealings?
Yes,
I stand by that statement.
I thought the article, at least if they're not online, it's going to be printed one time, is good. I think it's clear. And anyway, If you get a chance, give me a call. I love you.
President of the United States of America, leaving that now infamous voicemail from 2018, directly talking about Hunter's China business dealings, saying, "Hey, pal, it's Dad. I thought the article released online, it's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. You're clear. And anyway, if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you." Joe Biden lied to you. He lied to you over and over again. He lied to you when he said he never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with businesses. He also lied to you when he said they never made any money off of China. We also now know that that was a direct lie. Not only were they making money off of China, from China, they were making massive payments, receiving millions and millions of dollars from companies directly tied to the Chinese Communist Party. And if you don't think this compromises the president of the United States of America now, you're an idiot. All right, I want to tell you real quick about Patriot Mobile. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're literally the only one. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks. What does that mean to you? It means you get the same coverage that you're accustomed to. But you're doing it without funding the left. You may not know that Big Mobile gives massive donations to Planned Parenthood, to Democratic candidates, causes, and organizations. Why give your money to a group of people that literally hate your values, hate what you stand for, hate your family traditional Christian values? That is why I switched to Patriot Mobile. And when you switch, you're sending a message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, as well as our military, our veterans, and our first responder heroes. They make switching easy. 100% U.S.-based customer service team. Plus, you can keep your same cell phone number or upgrade your phone to a new phone or keep the one you've got in your hand as well. And the most important part, every time you pay your bill, they take a percentage of your bill every month and give it back to conservative causes that you help choose to support. So check them out, patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the offer code Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, this isn't all that is involving the Biden crime family right now when it comes to the investigation. As I mentioned to you at the very beginning of the show, the judge in Hunter Biden's gun case has now ordered the search warrants to be unsealed. Why is this so important? Well, the judge overseeing the federal weapons case against the president's son, Hunter Biden, has now ordered that search warrants used in the two investigations of the embattled first son must be made public. That is significant. Delaware District Judge granted a request Friday to unseal the four search warrants used in Special Counsel David Weiss's investigation of unlawful firearm possession and tax fraud cases against the younger Biden. The New York Post is now reporting, and it's been confirmed by others. The judge overseeing this case against the president's son, not only did he order the search warrants that were being used, but the warrants are likely to now shed light on the Fed's legal basis for seizing Biden's electronic devices, as well as the evidence used to build the two criminal cases against him as well. Now, the warrants were referenced in court papers earlier this month by David Weiss' office as it argued against Hunter's bid to throw out the charges, prompting an independent journalist, Marcy Wheeler, to seek their unsealing. So no one in the federal government actually did this. This was just a independent journalist that is now sued, basically, our Freedom of Information Act request, and said, I want to see these, and the public has the right to know. Isn't it amazing that it took an independent journalist employed by no one to do what the mainstream media should have asked for immediately? Now, neither Biden's defense team nor Weiss's office objected to the records being unsealed because they knew they were going to lose. It is not immediately clear when the documents will be accessible, the Post also has reported. Now, the two warrants are dated from August the 29th of 2019, and then another one dated July 10th of 2020. They were obtained by tax authorities and the FBI to look into Hunter Biden's Apple iCloud account. A third search warrant was then obtained on December the 13th of 2019 to examine the first son's now infamous laptop that they all say is, yeah, real. The fourth warrant was obtained December the 4th of last year, and it was used to collect electronic evidence in connection with the gun case nearly 3 months after the incident against the first son was unsealed. Hunter Biden pled not guilty in October to three federal gun charges brought by David Weiss. The president's son has been charged with lying about his drug use in October of 2018 on a form to buy a gun that he kept for about 11 days. He could face up to 25 years in prison if he is convicted. Don't worry, that will never happen. The defense attorney, Lowell, said in court, the defense will file a motion to dismiss the charges, challenging, they say, their constitutionality. An appeals court previously found that a federal ban on drug users having guns violates the Second Amendment under recent Supreme Court precedent. Now, earlier this month, Hunter Biden agreed to plead guilty to misdemeanor tax charges and would have also avoided prosecution on the gun charges had he stayed out of trouble for 2 years. It was the culmination of a years-long investigation by federal prosecutors into the business dealings of the president's son, and the agreement would have also dispensed with criminal proceedings and spared the Bidens weeks of headlines as the election loomed when they were trying to get that sweetheart deal that fell apart after a judge raised several questions about the arrangement after whistleblowers came forward. Now, in December, Hunter Biden's lawyers also filed a motion in federal court in Delaware to dismiss the indictment against him over the gun charges, saying it violates the collapse plea agreement and maintains it is still in effect between the president's son and federal prosecutors. Earlier this month, federal prosecutors said a brown leather pouch used by Hunter Biden to store a gun actually had cocaine on it, something they had in their possession also since, I think it was 2017. So it's just sitting there with cocaine on it. But when it's the president's son, apparently you don't ask any questions about that at all. Prosecutors had also had asked a judge to reject Hunter Biden's efforts to dismiss the gun charges because the investigators found the cocaine residue on the pouch used to hold the gun. So kind of hard to say, you know, you're not a drug user when it's actually on the gun. Prosecutors told the judge that the strength of evidence against him is overwhelming, rejecting Hunter Biden's claim that he was being singled out for political reasons. Now, Hunter Biden previously made incriminating statements about his drug use in a 2021 memoir. But now investigators are saying the cocaine that was found on the gun pouch after it was pulled from a state police vault last year is another example of the drug use. A chemist, by the way, with the FBI determined the residue was, yeah, cocaine, the prosecutor said in the court filings. So you look at these two stories right now, and in theory, this is not a good look for the president. This is not good news for the president. And I notice how I said in theory, because I also believe that Joe Biden, it really isn't that worried about his son, because he knows that if this does go down and he is convicted and he is going to see jail time, Joe Biden's going to pardon him. Make no mistake about it, Hunter Biden will not see jail time. I also believe this is part of the reason why Joe Biden is wanting this to wrap up soon, even if it means pleading guilty to some of these charges, because then he'll have the ability to pardon his son in case he loses the presidency. This also may explain the real reason why Joe Biden is refusing to drop out of the presidential race, even though he's upside down in the polls. Many Democrats want him to drop out because the economy is doing so bad, and they also know that Joe Biden is now compromised on multiple levels. And people are now saying they want Joe Biden to go away and they want someone younger that's not babbling all the time. This is among Democratic voters. Why do I believe that Joe Biden's going to stay in this thing at all costs? Because he has to protect his son at all costs. Because he has to protect his brother at all costs. He has to protect the Biden crime family at all costs. Joe Biden, I don't believe, is running for president anymore. He is running to keep himself and his family members out of jail. He needs to win to pull that off, because he will have the ability, no matter what happens over the next 4 years with his son in these court cases, to pardon him. And there will be no real accountability for those pardons, because it will be a second term president, a second term of the Biden administration, at a much older age where he just isn't going to care. Joe Biden will pardon anyone that's around this investigation. Anyone that helped the Biden crime family, they will get pardoned. He's never running for election again if he wins, and he knows it, and he will govern that way. And that's another aspect of this corruption here. Now, you notice I mentioned that there are four different, okay, keyword different, four different warrants. We're going to find out a lot about these warrants. Some of them are dealing with taxes, and the FBI is also looking into other crimes that may be connected to what he was doing. There have been some rumors recently that they were also looking into human trafficking and sex trafficking rings that he was involved in when he was paying for prostitutes all over the country. There's also a chance that he could be charged with some crimes relating to that for trafficking women across state lines. That's something else that's been talked about. And again, that just tells you another reason why I believe that Joe Biden's going to do everything he can to not drop out of the presidential race, because he has to protect his son. Then he has to protect his brother. Then he has to protect all the other members of the Biden crime family.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me also just turn to another aspect of the problems of the Biden crime family. It's not just the issues that I'm now talking about with his son and this Chinese energy company, but the president's also got other problems with lawlessness in America, and it's coming across the southern border. If you missed yesterday's show, go back and download the podcast because we talked about the number of people on the terrorist watch list that are breaking into the United States of America, and it is significant, number one. But you also have to look at the crime in this country. The number one killer now of young people in this country for the first time ever is fentanyl, a drug. Yes, you are more likely to die if you are younger in this country from fentanyl than any other disease, period. Fentanyl is the number one killer now in this country of younger people. And that includes adults, younger adults as well. We also know that not only is the fentanyl problem coming across the southern border killing now the number one killer of younger people in this country, but we're also seeing what's happening in these sanctuary cities. Biden's open border crisis is on full display now in New York City, where illegal immigrants were freed without bail after trying to beat police officers to death. The cops were beaten by a rowdy migrant mob near Times Square. The suspects were later freed after they were caught trying to kill these two cops, and they had video proof. They were released without bail. That's right, without bail. Now, let me also tell you more about the Biden administration releasing the migrant crime wave that is sweeping across sanctuary cities. These sanctuary cities and their suburbs are experiencing a crime wave that they've never experienced before. Who are committing the crimes? Illegal immigrants who are being released by the Biden administration after breaking American laws, illegally crossing the border between the ports of entry. Police, particularly in Chicago area, New York City, reporting now significant increases in crimes related to migrants relocated to their cities. The police chief of Oak Brook, Illinois, that is a suburb of the sanctuary city of Chicago, is reporting a series of crimes being committed by illegal immigrants who the Biden administration released after they illegally crossed the border between those ports of entry. The Oak Brook police chief there reported 6 felony arrests of migrants in a single day and a total of 49 migrants arrested since October the 23rd, saying, quote, "I believe that 6 felony arrests in one day illustrates that migrant criminal activity is a real problem." That's what the police chief said in a statement released to DuPage County. Quote, "The amount of these types of arrests that we have had in the last couple of months is significant and would be taxing for any police department. We are all well prepared to continue our effort and our enforcement effort, and I can assure you that there are easier places to commit these crimes than Oak Brook or DuPage County." Now, DuPage County State Attorney Robert Bellin announced the felony charges against the migrants after two separate incidences in a Macy's store located in Oak Brook. The incidents involved migrants from Chile and Venezuela. The judge denied the state's motion to detain the migrants without bond in both cases. The apparently organized migrant group brought magnetic devices to remove anti-theft devices from merchandise before loading it into suitcases and removing more than $10,000 worth of merchandise from the Macy's store. The second incident involved the alleged theft of nearly $1,000 in additional merchandise. The chief said to Fox News that they arrested 47 migrants since October the 23rd. While on the air with Fox, the police chief said he had just received word of the arrest of two more Venezuelan migrants for alleged theft activities. The chief said there have been at least 175 migrants arrested in Oak Brook during the past year, mostly for property crimes as well. Now, in December, the Federation for American Immigration Reform, also known as FAIR, reported an 11,000% increase in the arrests of Venezuelan migrants in Chicago since the border crisis began. According to the police data obtained by CWB Chicago, there were just six arrests of Venezuelan-born people in 2021 and then 26 in 2022. Now, as of November the 12th this year, Chicago PD has arrested 686 Venezuelans, representing an 11,333% increase over the 2021 numbers. 2023's numbers are only through November the 12th, leaving the second half of November and the entire month of December to add to the at least 686 arrests. So they expect those numbers when released to make it a lot worse. Now, the migrant crime wave is not just limited to Chicago. New York State Congresswoman posted a video on X showing a group of migrants attacking two New York Police Department officers who were attempting to disperse a crowd near Times Square. It is disgusting. The video released captured the assault of these two police officers by a group of illegal migrants in Times Square, right, where you go and where tourists hang out. It was an infuriating and horrifying example of why Mayor Adams needs to stop misrepresenting right to shelter and put an end to our city's migrant crisis once and for all, the congresswoman wrote. As migrants continue to commit crimes all over our city, including murder, stabbings, robberies, prostitution, and assault, the city is refusing to cooperate with federal detainer and deportation requests from ICE. That is Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Republicans, Democrats, and independents should, at the very least, the congresswoman continues, be able to agree that migrants who assault our police or commit crimes in our country should be deported immediately and have any further immigration application automatically denied. I couldn't agree more with that. The New York Post has also reported that the migrants are turning to pickpocketing in the Big Apple, causing major problems for NYPD and possibly leading to the assault case above. A staffer for a Red Lion told the Post that teams of migrants hit the area during peak pedestrian traffic times on Friday and Saturday. One frustrated MPD officer told the Post, quote, "We have a hard enough time going after actual New Yorkers committing crimes. Now we have to deal with a whole different subset of people who arrived here with no means of support, no legal means of working, or opportunity." Democrats, in response, would say, well, then just give them amnesty, and then they can work, and then they won't commit crimes. By the way, we know that's also not true. Now, New York City right now is currently housing more than 67,000 migrants in hotels out of more than 172,000 illegal immigrants transported to the city since the spring of 2022. These people being released by the Biden administration from the border region. Now, Texas Governor Greg Abbott did not begin busing migrants to New York City until August of that year, according to the governor's office. So since the start of the transportation program began, Texas has moved just 37,500 migrants to New York City. So the majority of the migrants, the 172,000, are coming on their own to New York City. In December, the Federation for American Immigration Reform said that an estimated 11,000% increase in the arrest of Venezuelan migrants in Chicago since the border crisis took office was to be expected. When you are an open city, people come to where their friends are. That's why you see so many people from Venezuela, for example, that are showing up in Chicago right now. And the citizens of Chicago are starting to notice the problem, just like the citizens of Denver have also noticed it. Now, in Denver, for example, right now, they have such a crisis that they say it could bankrupt the city's budget because the city of Denver is spending so much money housing and supporting and giving aid to people that break into the United States of America, number one, and also having to deal with the cold winter months, so they're having to give them places to stay. That obviously eats up a ton of the budget. Colorado is now begging, yes, begging for federal help financially, saying that they just can't support everything that's happening right now. Now, let me lastly just say this other thing. The 2023 numbers are only through November the 12th that I just gave you. The second half of November and December, when they were the highest months we've had on record of immigrants coming across the southern border, will be added to this 11,333% increase in Chicago of illegal immigrants getting in trouble since 2021. The Biden administration could stop all this, and they're deliberately choosing not to. I'm going to keep you updated on this story. Make sure you share this podcast, please, with your family and friends on social media. Let them know about it, and please write us a 5-star review. It helps us reach new people, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.